I am a famous writer. See me. Read my book. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I am a famous writer. See me. Read my book. Every one of us make this statement every day of our life. We say to the world, I am a famous writer. See me. Read my book. And then people say, what book have you written? What wonderful book have you written? Have you written a Harry Potter? Have you done some beautiful work of philosophy or some scientific discovery? And you say, no. I am a famous writer. See me. Read my book. Well, what do you mean, read your book? Look at me. See my body, see my life, see my experiences. These are my story. And they are beautifully written, they are masterfully written, they are written by a great, wonderful master writer. What? Every single one of us writes the story of our life on the pages of our book, on the pages of our life, and we tell exactly what we believe about ourselves and our world. We tell what we think is important. We tell what we believe is vital and dynamic and alive. We say again and again and again those things that are important to us. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am happy, I am a joyous person, I love life, I love everyone in the world, I love the flowers, I love the birds and the bees and the chestnut trees, I love everything, everything, everything. Oh, yes, that is the greatest book that is ever written, the book that tells the story of my life. Each of us, the book that tells the story of our life, is the greatest book ever written and the only book that's of any importance to us. Now, as a famous writer, what do we choose to write about? Do we want to get the attention of other people and show them drama? Do we want to get the attention of other people and show them tragedy and all of the difficulties that we can conjure into our writing skill and tell about how marvelously we have lived through these or not lived through these things? Maybe they killed us. And is that the story we want to tell? Or do we want to tell the story of how we stopped to smell the roses, of how we enjoyed the breeze that was flowing through our hair, and we stood on the hillside and we let the wind blow through our hair and we think how wonderful that is. It ruffles our clothing and we feel so delightful. Or we dive into a pool of wonderful water and we feel so enraptured in that water and we float and we swim and we think, gee, this is really something beautiful. We eat a meal, any meal. We eat a meal and we sit down at the table and we say, this food is filled with love. This food is filled with love. And then as we say, this food is filled with love, we eat it, and we eat that food filled with love. We eat that food filled with all the purity and the goodness and the wonder that there is. We don't say, whoops, there's a rotten spot here on that piece of tomato. Whoops, there's this here was undercooked or overcooked. This here was this. It is perfectly done. Any meal that we sit down to eat is perfectly done. No matter who cooks it, whether we cook it ourselves or someone cooks it for us, it's always perfectly done. See that, and it is so for us. That's the way I see every meal that I sit down to eat. It is perfectly done. I've chosen to eat a little less at my meals, just a third of a portion, and I am satisfied. I am happy. I eat a little more fruit, and the fruit is always delicious, succulent. The fruit is always sound all the way through, delightful to eat. Everything that I eat, everything that I put in my mouth is a charming, delightful experience, and I feel so wonderful and so beautiful. And when I get up from the table and I stretch and I say, oh, that was a good meal. And then I walk into the other room and I sit there in the living room and I look at the fireplace and I see the sparkling flames And I say, what a beautiful experience. I could never have painted a more glorious painting than this for myself. I could never have written a more wonderful chapter to follow my dining experience than to sit here and meditate before this beautiful, gentle fire. And then I get in the car and I take a drive. Everything in that car functions perfectly. That's the kind of writer I am. I'm a famous writer. I don't write myself riding in cars that don't function perfectly. Everything in the car functions perfectly. I see me. I read my book. Can you see me? Can you see me riding in a perfect car? Can you see me reading a perfect book? I've always said there is a certain car that I liked. I've always said there is a certain thing that I liked. And we went out and we bought other things, and we bought other cars, and we bought things that were near what I wanted, but never what I wanted, even though we could well afford what I wanted. And we didn't do it. We didn't do it because I chose not to do it. I chose to think, I will do without it. I will do without that perfect car. I will do without it. What a stupid thing to do. There were times when things were not even as beautiful as they are now. And I created that beautiful car in my world. And then I created other beautiful things in my world. I create all the beautiful happenings. Just read my book. You'll find a book filled with love, with peace, with joy, with harmony, with wonder, with magic. Oh my, so much magic and so much joy. And you find it filled with people who are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They're so wonderful. Yes, all the people in my world are people that I have created there, that I have written into the script of my life, into the book of my life. And they're wonderful, every one of them. They're wonderful, beautiful, fabulous, glorious, oh, so grand. And I feel so good about them. Yes, I am a famous writer. See me? Read my book? Look at my life? And see what wonderful things I have written about. See the joy that I've written about. There's no mystery in my life. There's no unhappiness in my life. There's no tragedy in my life. There's no sadness. There's only joy and peace and harmony. Oh, others might interpret what they see as being unhappy. But that's only because they don't see what I see. They don't see the music and the magic that's in my heart as I go through each experience, as I am untouched by each experience that passes through my life. For I stand forth as the magical author of my life, the author of the book of my life. And I'm a famous writer indeed. I write beautifully, fantastically, wonderfully. Now, you say, well, every famous writer is not necessarily well-read. There's not many books published by his life. In fact, maybe the book of his life is the only book he's ever written. Yes, and isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that the most famous book we write is the book of our own life? And the book of our own life is filled with every good and beautiful thing. And if there's ever anything that challenges us, we find the good in it. If there's anything that brings us a little momentary thought that perhaps this might not be the best, we find the good in it. We look around the corners. We look up, we look down, we look in, we look around. We see all in perfect divine harmony right now. Wow, it's wonderful being a famous writer. It's wonderful. See me? See me? Read my book? Read my life? What do you find in my life? Do you find in my life all of the beautiful, good, fabulous, wonderful, glorious things? Then I have written well. If you find in my life any tragedy, any unhappiness, any sadness, I have written very poorly. How about your life? Have you written happy things in your life? Have you written on the ledger of your being all the good things and the wonderful things? Have you seen through what might have been a tragedy or might have been an unhappiness and seen through it to know that the happiness is there, the joy is there. You are untouched by anything that is unlike your pure, beautiful, fabulous nature. I am. I'm a famous writer. I write good things and wonderful things. Oh, I write profoundly sometimes. Oh, yes, I do that too. I love that. I write profoundly sometimes, and in this profundity, sometimes people read my book and they say, wow, he's had some pretty deep thoughts. He's had some pretty tough thoughts. He's had some pretty wonderful thoughts that have not been able to be understood. Well, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Maybe you just love reading my book again and again and again. Maybe you love reading my book chapter by chapter, page by page, word by word as I write it, as I live it, as I am it. And my book, I assure you, is good and very good. Yours is too. Start concentrating on that which is your blessing, and then you'll only write a book filled with blessings, just as I have done. How wonderful it is, how grand it is, how glorious it is, and how great it is. I'm a famous writer. See me? Read my book. Oh, yes, indeed. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.